Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show?
Download the podcast now.
What reality are you dropping on us today?
I am dropping the reality of that every single time I've been somewhat successful at a New Year's resolution, it's because I found a new way of doing things. I didn't just, because usually what I would do is write down the same resolutions every single year, just like everybody else.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to do a better job of keeping in touch with people I love. I was going to drink more water.
Woo!
I was going to exercise more. I was going to spend more time outside. I was going to read my Bible more and journal more. I mean, I had all these things. And I had the same resolutions year after year after year. And then I started doing something a little different. And I'm not saying that I'm the queen of, yay, she's mischanged her life. But I've made some major changes and I'm still alive. Ta-da! And those changes happened because I changed everything around that. For example, in 2024, I'm looking at four things I need to do to be successful at these resolutions. I need to assess the situation. Like, for example, last year I wanted to drink more water.
Okay.
And I was like, this is the year. I can't pretend.
You hate water.
I am not a water drinker, and I have changed. Okay, oh man, I messed up already. I tried to change my thoughts and my words around water. So I'd bought these big water things and I was carrying them everywhere and I was being laughed at because I was doing the show with you. Do you
gigantic.
Remember my? Yeah, well, they were gigantic and they had a time on them. Like,
okay,
this is
like
how much you drink by
this
six.
Time.
Yes,
gotcha.
Yes,
by the end of the show, I would have like had enough water by 10 a.m. to show that maybe I'd had four or five sips, and I had to assess this. It wasn't that I lacked something to drink out of. That wasn't my problem.
No,
problem is, number one, I hate going to bathrooms that are not my bathroom at home.
So you had to work on that.
I had to work on that. Like, okay. I'm going to
be anywhere.
I'm going to use some different bathrooms now. That's,
I'm with
also,
you.
And also, I hate waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. What's it going to be? Either you're going to have to use some different bathrooms or...
Pee your pants.
But what happened was, since I'm not used to drinking water, I, instead of giving up, I kept trying. I kept at it, and now I drink one of those things every day. Now my new goal is to drink two.
Okay, so you bit off more than you could chew, is what you're saying, or
drink.
Right.
So I need to
smaller goals.
I had to assess the situation.
Can I actually do this?
Can I do this? No.
Okay.
You don't go from drinking zero water to drinking
warm
a gallon
up,
without
up.
Some issues. And generally, when you try to drink that gallon,
yeah,
after not drinking water, it's like your body's like, I can't even do this.
Worn
it's not attainable. Then I had to have some, in some cases, some accountability partners, like my friend Dee Dee. She's loves
accountability
water.
Partners
She's
is good.
always have you drink water? Hey, take a bottle. Hey. Always. Someone who says, are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? Usually, when I have an accountability partner, it's like, why are you at me again? I know I told you, that I wanted to eat better and drink more water, but I really don't feel like caring about it when I'm not eating rather than drinking more water.
Don't nag me. But they have to.
But the bottom line is, if I want to be accountable, if this is truly something I want to do, then I shouldn't mind getting help.
Sure, of course, yeah.
Which leads us to asking for help.
Yeah, definitely.
And then accepting it.
Okay, you can ask for it, but yeah, accepting
the help.
It.
So when you have that accountability partner and they're going, are you journaling?
And then you get mad at
them. Stop it with the journaling thing!
That is true. People can be annoying when you're asking them to do what you asked me to do.
Right, yeah.
Then they're going to stop.
So I had to accept the fact that, you know what, if I'm not willing to accept the accountability part of it, I'm not really willing to do this. I need to assess what it is that's really
JD's
going on.
JD's against this. Liz signed on, Ramona, something I tossed out there earlier today.
What?
A new New Year's resolution idea.
Okay.
Okay, maybe call it crazy. Which you
crazy.
Probably
it's
will.
Crazy. It is crazy.
That skip this starting like December 31st, January 1st, because it's random time anyway, right?
I mean, right.
So
it's it's actually not random. right? It's very intentional. Like the entire planet.
Right. It's a new year,
but practically has intention around
back
it.
Back in the way it was different, but I'm saying it is hard to really focus. You know, during December with all this stuff going on, figuring out what your resolution. So I say take January as your New Year's resolution month as far as like, okay, what do I really want to do?
That's what I was talking about.
You did wait
assess.
Until February. We start February.
Okay.
January 31st.
But it's not that you're not starting because.
No, this is a soft launch, what I'm saying. A soft launch.
A soft launch. I'm like, okay with this.
It's a soft launch.
I'm
like, okay,
I'm going to,
I might say I'm going to work, when it comes to February 1st, I might decide I'm going to work out 5 days a week. But right now, I'm just kind of trying things out. I'll work a little bit here and there. I'll eat better and stuff.
Okay.
But I got a month to try to figure it out.
Okay.
So during this
assessment, you're still doing something?
Yes, something.
You're not officially resolving.
No, I call the flag on this. This is ridiculous.
Okay. Tell me, JD.
This is just another way of saying I'm going to get to it. But I'm not going to do it now. So instead of jumping, it's I'm going to wait to do it.
JD. No. I'm making air quotes around, I'll try.
Okay, but it's better than not trying at all.
Oh, please. No.
Matt's got a point.
Here's the thing.
Matt's got a point.
December, you can't slowly roll out your New Year's resolution. There's too much crap going on. So January, you got January, and... except for it's a leap year, but normally February is a shorter month even. So the first
month. So you could be successful for a whole month?
Yes.
28 days.
Instead of 31, you got a better shot. Yeah. Better shot. Three less days to deal with.
And three less days to make it through the month.
And then you can say, I did it. But
you know
what? 28 days.
You know what? How about this? When you assess, you
make
must
an ass out of me and you. No, that's
no. You also have to take a look at why it's so hard for you to do this.
I didn't say right.
Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Eating less, like why is it so hard?
Well, that's all part of my January plan.
So if you get to February, your soft launch is amping up.
Yeah.
Like now it's grand opening, baby.
Grand opening. Yep.
I'm coming in lighter.
Right. Let's say if you wanted to join a gym, you've got, you know, a month to get like the herd out. That's going to be there in the first month.
The herd.
The amateurs.
Which would be us anyway after that.
Did you refer to the new people? That's why hated going to the gym in January. People who referred to others who were trying. Here come the people.
A herd doesn't mean...
Here come the fat people on the treadmill.
A herd doesn't mean... Big
thing. Of the gym for a very long time.
You can be a herd of skinny animals. A herd's not always gigantic animals.
A herd of skinny animals sounds like the animals who are just about to get eaten.
It just means a lot. You could have a herd of rats. They're tiny.
You know what? I now sign with JD.
Okay, no. Okay.
Because I don't like your soft launch.
Okay, how about if I called it this instead?
Okay.
Instead of soft launch?
No, my New Year's resolution is... to have a resolution by February 1st.
His wish is for three more wishes.
And if you don't,
then I will eat a.
Because if you don't have a resolution, I mean, granted, everybody doesn't make resolutions.
I usually don't, but this year I'm going to maybe do it.
Aren't we all trying to be a better person?
Yes.
Thanks for listening to Charlotte's best mix of the 90s, 2000s, and today on Mix 107.9 and always streaming live at mix1079.com.